listener production.
G'day, legends, and welcome to another RIP episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week, we gave a very lucky Patreon supporter an opportunity to meet the Auntie Donna boys in person and even guests on this podcast. If you're loving the Auntie Donna pod, you can get access to the video versions and bonus episodes at auntiedonnaclub.com.
Hello and welcome to the Hollywood series episode. But we thought for this week of it, whether it's the first episode or not, I don't know. But we thought what we'd do is not get a famous guest on for our first episode.
Isn't that what happens every time when people come to Hollywood and they do a few sort of, you know, like when Rove LA happened or Hamish and Andy, I think, did a run in Hollywood. Did they? Yeah. No, maybe not. Whenever anyone comes to Hollywood, they always take advantage of the location and they get the big Hollywood celebs.
Not us.
Or the Australian celebs based in Hollywood. Not us, no.
We thought we have fans everywhere and we have Patreon subscribers everywhere.
Yes. Mm.
And so we thought we'd
Sorry to interrupt. It's the Auntie Donna Club powered by Patreon.
I'm so sorry.
I officially. Know you, yeah. Just in case we ever change.
Yeah, auntiedonnaclub.com.
If we ever dog Patreon, you know, if we ever want to keep that 20% and change to our own. Yeah, or an OnlyFans.
We might switch to OnlyFans. You can see pictures of my hole. But I wanted to add that.
Nudes v. Ludes. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is while we're a week here, it's a week here. Let's just pick a random Patreon subscriber and make their year.
Yeah, we did a call out on Patreon and we said, if you're a fan and you live in LA, reach out to us. We're going to pick you at random and we're going to have you on the pod.
How does that work? If we are, what does that mean?
What?
How is it? So someone had to reach out and then we'd pick them at random.
Well, we needed to know what ones were in LA. Yeah, so,
right,
I got all the names and then I just went, and we landed on this boy.
This small boy.
Now, this boy didn't comment on that particular one, but I think in another one had mentioned that he was from LA. So we added him to the list to randomly pick.
Well, I reached out. I put a whole application in. Yeah. I told you my credentials just to.
And we read those.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And we said, you're a sexy boy. And we're like, well, let's get the sexy boy on.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's very LA, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
LA, sexy boy.
Sexy boy, LA. Now, LA, sexy boy.
Yes.
We don't know much about you, who you are.
This is a little special gift to you.
You know, we just thought we'd get you on somewhat like when they, on a porno.
quite a lot of them are made here, as I'm
not so much Los since Angeles. They made them wear condoms.
Is it more
they outsource?
Yeah, they shoot them out in other states and cities now.
Yeah, sure.
I watched a really depressing documentary about that. So what I'm here to say is, much like the pornos where those sad pornographic videos where the porn star has sex with a fan, you know those ones? You ever seen those?
No. Oh yes, yes.
No. We're not going to do here. We're not going to do that here. We're not going to have sex with this fan. I'm not even going to imply it. That's rude. That's too rude. But we're going to podcast with you as sort of our gift to you and to create the impression that maybe this will happen to other
patrons. Yeah, it could happen
patrons.
To any of our patrons.
It really could.
It really could.
And the boy here is proof of that.
Now, the boy we're looking at here, we don't know your name or much about you. We picked you at random. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the podcast.
You're so welcome.
No worries, boy.
Really, honestly,
we're generous.
Dream come true.
Lad. I like lad.
I'd love to stop calling you small boy or lad. I'd love to know your official name.
My name is Felix Mallard.
A very nice name. Strong name.
I live in LA, although I am originally from Melbourne.
That's a shame because we wanted an American.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
What brought you to LA, Felix?
Felix, yes. Yeah. You know, I'm an actor and I've done
I'm such a big fan of you guys.
Yeah, you know, I know that you guys
are cute.
We're actors and we did let me do tell you, it's tough. A tough industry, mate.
Absolutely.
So good luck out there because it's not easy.
Don't know.
Yeah. I would say my first five things would be
Learn your lines.
Learn your lines.
Number one.
Show up to rehearsals and learn your lines. Yep. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Number two, voice warm-ups every day.
Every day.
Because your voice is your instrument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then guess what? Your other instrument is your body.
Mm-hmm.
So
you keep that in top nick, mate.
Hit the gym. Yeah.
And I know you asked for advice, and so that's why I'm glad we're giving it. Also, don't judge the process.
Ever that's number four.
No, what's the process?
So the process of acting is, you know, you get the lines.
Yes.
Well, first you get the part. First you audition.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Well, first you get the email from your agent.
First you get the email from your agent.
That says, do you want to do this? So first you're at home.
You're going to get the agent.
Or you're first you've got to get the agent. First you've got to go to drama school. Or the drama school that I went to, which I referred to as the drama school of life.
Or you do need life experience, don't you? Australia,
that's what they do say.
Yeah,
sorry. It's good to do a run on a soap opera before you come to Australia.
Yeah, you've done any soapies?
Actually, before you answer, Broden did a couple of extra spots on Neighbours.
Yeah.
On Neighbours?
Yeah. Wow. So I was on Neighbours.
Did you meet Dr. Carl?
He was in the room when I was in the room, yeah, but didn't.
Cool.
The extras when I was 18, you didn't get to meet the actors.
Wow.
You had to sit in a separate area.
No, I know that.
But what I'll say is
he's talking about acting. Just let him.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Right. Here's the thing, lad. The extras.
Fucking my first podcast up.
If you want a shot,
you're doing great.
If you want to get a shot at Neighbours, you got to listen to Broden.
Yeah, of course.
But Broden has done many a gig. And if you want to learn a little thing about this industry, how to make it.
Cole's rewards cap.
Yeah, I was in the Cole's.
Oh, you're familiar with his work.
And we can talk about
Patreon member, guys.
Oh, yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Well, we don't know for how long.
Years.
Years?
Legit years.
You're genuinely a
huge fan.
A Patreon subscriber.
Yeah.
So if you wanted extra roles of the great way in.
Okay.
So if you'll get on Neighbours as an extra one day.
Yeah.
If you want to be. And it's a great way to learn about the set, learn about the cameras, learn about how the actors are behaving.
Mm.
So that's that.
Mm.
What else? And the last lesson.
Just on top of that, another great way to get extra roles is Baker's Delight close at around about 6. If you meet them around
the back.
He's
being funny.
No. I'm serious.
Mark,
Uncle Vito used to do this, right?
I know you do this, but we all know.
Vito Sammartino, he owns a barber in Watton Street in Werribee. Next door, there's a Baker's Delight.
Mm-hmm.
This man owns lots of property. He's quite wealthy because he bought a lot of property. You know, classic WOG thing.
Yep.
Came to the country, bought a lot of property.
That's good for him.
Next door to a Baker's Delight would go there every night.
Baker's tonight.
No, but well... Well, in a way, yes, he would go to the Baker's tonight.
Like, that's a very funny tonight show. It's on at 3 a.m.
Baker's tonight.
It's the Baker's coming in at 3 a.m. to start the day. And it's just interviews. But there's a desk and there's like a really upbeat host with a band. And then three very tired Bakers. Hey, man, how are you?
Yeah, it's going on.
Well, anyway, they throw out a lot of bread. Lot of roles.
Mm.
So if you want some extra roles.
Can I ask something in all seriousness, Mark?
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
Yeah.
You knew we were talking about roles as in an acting role. R-O-L-E, yeah?
Mm.
Not a bread role.
Yes. Of course I knew that.
Yeah, and that's all
but
I
But do
meant.
You understand that I'm talking about bread roles now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
but
great.
All I meant when I was talking to the little lad here.
Felix.
What was your last name, Felix?
Mallard.
Social media.
Some people say Mallard.
Mallard.
Do you have an Instagram?
I do, yeah.
Really important. Yeah.
Really
important.
You've got to have one of those.
I've got an Instagram.
I find it quite hard to engage. I don't know how to post.
You've got to engage, mate. No, you've got to get over that. It's such an important part.
Thank you very much.
Some photos, selfies, they'll do well.
People will get cast based on their Instagram following these days.
Yeah.
We've got now prepared, we've got over 300,000.
190,000.
Oh, well, but that's still impressive.
You guys have got the blue tick as well, right?
Absolutely.
How did you get that? How did you get the blue tick?
You don't want to talk.
Man.
Blue tick, whatever.
You got to send a photo of your driver's license.
Mate, get up to 192,000 on Instagram
and
talk to us about a blue tick.
Brilliant. So it's not going to get you a role, but if it's you and another kid, they're going to give it to the one with you know, 10,000 subscribers, you know, followers, as opposed to the one who has.
And you are talking about, sorry, I'm getting confused now.
Yeah.
You are talking about ROLE role.
Yes, yeah, the Baker's Delight roles they'll give to anyone.
Yeah, that, of course.
Instagram. Yeah. They would not look at your Instagram if you wanted to get a couple of extra, like, cheesy mite scrolls that were going in the bin that day. Although, good luck, because they get snapped up in the mornings.
So you have an Instagram.
I do, yeah.
How many followers do you have at the moment?
Let's talk about building.
Let's talk about building.
Well, because we've been to YouTube school here.
Yeah,
we're socially
engaged. Yeah.
You go to VidCon as well.
We've each got 50 to 60,000.
Well, I've only got 37.
Oh, no. That's because you post the same photo every single day, Mark.
Well, so you're familiar with the.
Hunter's a fan. He's a Patreon
subscriber. Big fan. So yeah, let's give you some Instagram advice. How many followers do you have right now?
I haven't checked in a couple of days.
You got to keep up to date.
I find it quite hard.
Before you even say your number. Stay engaged, mate. It's a daily grind.
Yeah, it's huge.
But when you're in that, only way you get those numbers up.
Every single fan counts. You want to engage with each one.
Do you comment as well?
What's
that? Do you like respond to comments?
Absolutely. Yeah. We try to. I mean, less so now.
Mm. I get overwhelmed. I get like 10, 15 comments on every photo. And it's like, that's such a big part of my day to respond to all of them. So.
And my first advice, open private messages from strangers.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's the only way that you engage with people.
And that's going to get you the roles, right?
Yeah.
Because it could be a casting director.
That's right.
Yes, now, or a baker.
Well, and bakers, but I mean, bakers, usually you just got to pay them $1 or $2. You could get a roll.
Or you just wait until 6 and you can get it for free.
So the effort of building a social media following for free rolls, that's probably less valuable than just getting a couple
of
dollars.
The similarities between the role of a baker
and
cracking into the entertainment industry, very different.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't the one that started the confusion.
I don't think there's a parallel. I think there is a homophone.
No, that means no.
It's not a homophone?
No, it's not a homophone.
What is it?
It is a homophone.
That is a homophone. I thought you were never mind.
So how many followers have you got?
I haven't checked in a few days, but I think it's 4.2 million.
Okay.
What?
Sure. 4.2
million.
Million.
Yes. Yeah.
As in like when you say million, what do you mean?
Million.
As in like the number.
As in the number, yeah, with a bunch of zeros on it.
Well, so then you're good on Instagram then.
I think so.
So you probably don't need a huge amount of advice from
I think
us.
All the advice helps. Any advice helps.
4.2
you boys
million.
Have been doing longer than me, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Sure, we could give you some advice, but our advice is more going to be how to be funny or how to reuse old clips.
Because you guys have gone to uni for this, right?
We did.
Well, Instagram.
Not Instagram, but acting.
We learn acting.
That's
more focused on the acting.
4.2 million.
Million.
So we are, the point two is more than our
Yeah, your point
following.
Is, yeah.
No. No.
My advice would
point
be.
2 is 200.
No, what's 200,000? Yeah, 200,000.
Wait, 4.2 million, did you say?
4.2 million. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Cyril, sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's
all, I didn't know it could get that high.
4.2 million subscribers.
My advice would be.
Mark, I don't
what
think.
What is your advice?
Would you guys know Netflix? You guys know Netflix?
No.
No.
We
dabble.
You dabble. You've dabbled in Netflix.
Well, we've been on TV, mate.
Yeah.
We've actually been on a Netflix show. Got number 3 in the top 10.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Not to brag.
That's all from me.
We have a Netflix.
Really?
Just watching it.
Yeah,
on
you
a loop.
Watch it. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. 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 That's really kind. No,
that's very sweet. That's so sweet.
Sweet.
So we had a Netflix show, and tell you, mate, they're hard to get.
Mm. Yeah.
100%.
So
I believe it.
You getting any role is hard to get, you know, and that's the thing. Role,
unless you go to back as long.
Unless you get seat, he's learning.
I learn quick.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Well, we were going to cover Instagram social media. I think you've got that. Why don't we talk about the sort of opportunities, like say yes to everything. That was one big thing.
Well, when you're starting out, yeah.
But I don't know if we need if is advice the right tone here. I just
are you famous?
Are you famous?
So some people might say that.
Well, have you ever done like
Have you gotten a role yet?
Have you ever done a show? Have you ever done a show? Have you ever done a show at like the Owl and the Pussycat or anything like that?
No. In Melbourne? No, is that in Brunswick?
No, it's in Richmond actually.
Ah,
it's
I did the dumb waiter there in 2011.
Nice. I directed it.
That's sort of like a great 40 way
seats.
To...
Did you get good reviews? No reviews.
We didn't get any didn't hit the trades. In.
No. I thought it was great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Mark saw it.
Have you done anything of that sort of level?
No, I've never done theatre.
Oh, okay. Well,
never.
Well,
you got to do theatre, man.
I know. That's your pathway. I'm not a real actor.
It's not about real actor, fake actor. It's just that it's very hard to break in to find the opportunities, particularly in LA. You've got to make your own work.
Mm. Yes.
You probably see in the little theatres when you're walking. La La Land, for example. You seen La La Land?
No.
Oh, okay. So La La Land.
Watch
is,
La La Land.
It's beautiful. Okay. It's a beautiful movie about Hollywood.
Mm.
And there's a scene in the Emma Stone got that part because she put on a little musical.
I don't
she, for Damien Chazelle.
For no, Damien Chazelle.
Just a I little think you're private. Confusing the plot of the movie to the story of King.
I haven't seen La La Land, but I have seen a behind the scenes documentary.
No. So the character puts on a play and then becomes a movie star.
No, that's the behind the scenes documentary about the making of La
La Land. I think you watched La La Land. Was there any jazz in it?
Yeah, there was a lot of jazz. Ryan Gosling was the savior of jazz before he made. That's why they cast him in La La Land.
Right,
that's the movie
because he told John Legend how to make jazz, and Damien Chazelle saw that, loved that so much.
Mm.
But listen, we will cut to a short break now, and when we come back from that break, Felix,
yes,
we are going to talk through. How you might just be able to break it in Hollywood.
Okay. And we're back
and
with
we're
the lad.
Back. And you're off to a good start because 4,200 followers on Instagram
it's
is
a million, Mark.
Million.
It's 4.2 million.
Million? All right. That's a lot.
It's a couple.
Too much. Get, I would say too
it's
much.
It's very confronting.
How'd you get that?
Literally. Yeah. I'm on a Netflix show called Ginny and Georgia, if you've ever seen that one.
Oh, okay.
It's not necessarily all demo.
It's not really teens.
It's quite so.
So it's
you know,
a teen show.
Yeah.
A, well, that's probably you know. Why I haven't heard of it. I watch more.
You and watch that's, more porn. That was, you you that really do... like porn documentaries.
That's more what you watch.
Based on what I know of you.
He watches other things.
I watch other things.
Based on what I know of you today.
I watch softcore documentaries.
As is, I'm just saying, based on my knowledge of you.
Bikinis and stuff.
And he pays direct documentaries as well.
Yeah. I pay
ethical OnlyFans.
Ethical. I'm a fan of documentaries. But I don't think I would know the condom thing that I said at the start of the podcast. From pornos. I don't think they open pornos saying, hey, just so you know, we're shooting this porno in Miami because of the condom thing. That is a piece of information
I would
you
appreciate
would get from documentaries.
I'd appreciate that in a porno.
Yeah.
just so you know, we're wearing a condom because we filmed this one in LA. I think that is clearly information. I don't think that is information I would know from porno.
Yeah. I'm just saying... All I was saying was, I don't know that much about you.
Yeah.
You've
known me for a long time.
Yeah, but I forget. I've got a terrible
Mark,
memory.
Mark, we talked
you know
about
I've
the documentary that I learned this from. It was on Netflix.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And you've been on Netflix.
I have.
Yeah. Now, do you play Ginny or Georgia?
I play Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
So not a, yeah, yeah. Is that... So, because it's just a bit part, right? Or are you, because...
I've managed to get in all 10 episodes.
10 episodes
somehow.
Of it. That was Broden was in 10 of his Netflix
Nine.
Show.
Nine.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
All right, that's a pretty good hit, right?
Yeah.
This is
fucking
this
great.
Is better.
I'm sorry for telling you how to be an extra on Neighbours.
No.
Were you on Neighbours?
I did 4 years on Neighbours.
Okay.
I was Dr. Carl's... grandson.
So that's why you mentioned Dr. Carl.
That's why I mentioned Dr. Carl.
So you did 4 years on Neighbours.
And then Kim Valentine's son.
Oh, my God.
Which you know Kim Valentine.
I do, yeah. I actually do know her.
So is it fair to say you've got this fucking figured out?
Fuck no.
All right.
Absolutely
okay, good,
not.
Good. Great.
I've just, been very lucky.
Great.
I just think that I just think
I can't believe we picked it random.
This was
genuinely,
random.
This is, genuinely, I've never done a podcast before.
Okay.
Really?
And this is the only podcast I listen to.
That's a beautiful fact.
Me too.
This do you guys listen to potties?
I do listen to podcasts, but not this podcast.
No.
No, no. I listen to one podcast about theme park rides.
Yes.
Disney? All the theme parks.
Right.
Each week they pick a different theme park, and it's conversational like this one. Mm-hmm. I also listen to podcasts about physics. Space physics.
Because you're into space right now.
I am.
From your Chris Kringle.
I just feel a little bit weird that we don't know anything about you.
I feel very weird that I know everything about your podcast and your shows.
The dynamic was meant to be you're a fan, we learned, but you, and I know you did say that you sent in a document, which I told you to read, Mark.
Yeah, but... you know I'm busy. I'm a busy guy.
What do you know? What are the facts you know about Mark?
Then? About Mark, I know that he had trouble with his gut health for a long time.
Yes, I did.
That he talked about a lot on the pod.
Tick.
Wow.
Tick.
That's it.
All right, what's something about Zach?
What's a fact you know
about Zach? I said he knows learns space.
Yeah, he's into space right now.
Do you guys know?
You can come with my Donna fact sheet.
Yeah,
I should have done. Fuck, I left it at home.
What do you know about me?
I know you are a man beast. Destroyer of worlds.
That's all you need to know.
It's a character you played. Is this Ginny show big? Did it do well?
It did kind of well. A few people watched it.
4.2 million followers.
Well, I think,
how many did you have before Ginny?
Before Ginny and Georgia, I had 90,000.
My God.
How?
we saw an uptick of like 50,000. From our Netflix
that
show.
That means probably more people watched his show than our show.
Probably. Can I ask you a question?
Genuinely.
Yeah. It's not, and sorry if this is a stupid question.
No.
It's not a spin-off of Harry Potter, is it?
I wish it was.
Oh, Ginny.
Ginny.
It's not about Harry's Ginny.
No. But I thought it was
doesn't
my audition.
Own her.
Yeah, you did?
I came with it.
Ginny of Harry and Ginny. Sorry.
They got married. Did they?
Mm. Yeah, they did at the end.
At the end in that little thing.
Is that in the play? Is that in the play?
I would presume it would be in the play.
No, what's
in
the play?
What's this? What's this?
I mean, Jesus, you might have fucking been in it for all I know.
What's this Ginny and George all about?
Yeah. It's like, Broden, let me tell you, it's...
Oh, that was a good Broden.
I can do a good
Broden. Kelly.
Broden Kelly. Hello, my name is Broden Kelly.
What, you want me to do Broden Kelly?
Yeah, I want everyone to do
Broden Kelly.
Broden Kelly.
Yeah. I got nothing. What the bloody hell is all this?
What's Ginny and Georgia?
Ginny and Georgia is
Ginny and Georgia Broden.
Give him the platform.
Give him the platform.
It is imagine Gilmore Girls, but a lot darker.
Oh, darker than Gilmore Girls.
Yes, yeah. It's a young mother and a young daughter moving into a new Massachusetts town.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have the same rat-a-tat kind of dialogue?
Yes,
big scripts.
Yeah, an hour long.
Because Gilmore Girls scripts used to be like 10 pages longer than a normal script, apparently.
Oh.
And then they would just cram it in. That's why they talk so fast.
Yeah, shit.
Do you talk fast? Do they make you talk fast?
No, my character doesn't say much at all. I just kind of mope around. I'm a bit of a depressed kind of like.
Are you depressed? Does one of them like, does Ginny have a little crush on you?
Yes. Yeah. I'm the bad boy across the road.
Are you a bad boy?
You wear a leather jacket? I am a bad boy.
Do you wear leather? Leather jacket?
I don't, but he has a motorcycle. Really?
He does have a motorcycle.
But he can't ride.
But he can't ride.
Do you know, it was my dream before they got rid of Neighbours. It was my dream to do a 3-week arc on Neighbours.
Well, it's back.
Where I rode into, fingers crossed. Yeah. Let's put this out there. Where I rode into town on a motorbike with a leather jacket. And I was of the opinion that I was the father of one of the teenage actors. Sort of the part you played, right? So that type of part where I would roll into town and it would be like, what are you doing here? And then I'd be like, I want to see my son or daughter. And it would be me and like Kim Valentine or that type. Mm-hmm. And I was the father of that character. And then over 3 weeks I connect and then we find out through a DNA test that I'm not the father of the character. But then I stay around because I've become a bit of a father figure for that character. I stay around for a little bit.
Help them with their homework. What are you doing?
This is my 3-week Neighbours arc. And then about midway through, maybe I get caught into some, Stefan?
Dennis.
Dennis, yeah. One of his schemes.
Yes.
Sort of I get caught
What are you doing,
up.
Zach?
I'm He's telling
just pitching you start running.
So you maybe you start working for the hotel.
Yeah.
You get some work. You pick it up.
Yeah,
you can stretch yourself.
Zach,
2 years, man.
No, I only want to do 3 weeks.
You only want to do 3 weeks,
and then I ride out of town, and then the teenage character is like, you know, you like it, and then I ride out of town. I'm like, and the better see off you for later. It. You know,
you should talk to Broden, he was on Neighbours, and he might know some people. Okay,
Felix is my new Neighbours guy. Who do I talk to if I want to make that?
Could you?
Because do I have to talk to the writers, or do I have to talk?
Oh,
to
yeah.
The
did you ever do any Kate Lambrook? Is it Lambrook? Lambrook?
That's it.
What about Kate Lambrook?
Kate Lambrook.
Did you ever do any of her scripts?
No.
Did she write Neighbours?
No, there's a rotating
really
group. I believe so.
Kate Langbrook.
Oh, she did. She did too.
Yeah, you ever work on any of her?
Probably.
Yeah, she would have done some.
She was around at the time.
Yeah.
Was she writing
then?
So.
Yeah. But you're across, they shoot super fast. You're across 18 episodes at one time. It's just kind of like.
That would be my 3 weeks,
yes,
wouldn't it?
100%.
Yeah, I'd be doing all three.
It'd be a block.
Should we take advantage of Felix's?
No. There's more than that.
I don't want to be cynical about this.
I don't want to be cynical, but
did you know, Broden?
No, I had no idea.
Because you were the one that said to add Felix's name to the list.
Yeah, no, this is legitimately a complete coincidence.
I just think it's a little bit strange that on a day that you organise this day, where we get four sort of profile guests on while we're in Hollywood, that the one day that we decided, the one episode that we decided to put a Patreon fan on, it turns out they're the most famous person out of the four.
Hand
reads
on my heart, a complete coincidence.
Okay.
But while this lad is here.
See, this is the thing, Felix.
Should we use him?
Broden pitched to us as a joke this morning that we should, like, get you to say stuff to the camera about. But I just worry now that the reason you pitched that was because Felix has 4.2 million
hand on my heart, complete coincidence. Now, could you look at the camera, Felix?
Which one?
Whatever.
That one's good.
Hey, it's me, Felix. You should go on Auntie Donna. Go and see Auntie Donna's show on their world tour.
This one?
Yep.
G'day, guys. It's me, Felix. You guys should go and see Auntie Donna on their world tour.
I might be there.
Who knows?
At every stop. Who knows?
Who knows? I might be there and then wink.
Who knows? I might be there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's
oh, my
yeah,
God. That's how you
sorry,
get 4.2
over the wink.
Million
I talked
dollars.
Over the wink. Can you just wink again?
Like, do you want to?
Just do the whole thing. It's me, Felix, from
G'day.
Your favourite show, Ginny
it's
and
me,
George.
Felix, from your presumably favourite show, Ginny and Georgia. I'm here with Auntie Donna, and you should go and see their, world tour?
Yeah, world tour.
Who knows, maybe I'll be in the audience.
Who knows, maybe
kiss.
I'll be in the audience.
Give you a kiss.
Yeah, and I'll give you a kiss.
I'll definitely give you a kiss.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't
I'll
have
be
to
handing
say that.
Out kisses.
Yeah.
Along with Mark. Okay,
yes.
Mark is going to be in the audience with me.
And now let's both wink
but
at the same time.
But you don't have to kiss
ready?
Mark. Sorry, I'll, tell him.
I'm
going to
count down
to
the wink.
Girl.
Please don't talk over the wink.
Yeah, but I won't. But can we just say, but you don't have to kiss Mark if you don't, if you're not comfortable.
Why would people not want to kiss me?
He's a beautiful man.
You're a beautiful guy.
Thank you.
I think you're a handsome guy.
How's that
guy.
Not a sell?
I just feel like maybe, okay.
If someone came up there to 50-50 shot, flip a coin, kiss this beautiful boy.
Or
Marky hairy cunt.
With the mullet.
No,
no brainer.
I love the mullet.
Okay, thank
you. No, that was a legit compliment.
I'm on the defense.
Have you had some comments about the mullet?
I'm just intimidated by your your verve.
I got a new one, please.
Can we just get this wink?
Okay.
Get that wink.
Three, two, one.
The people listening, he winked.
That's good.
Did you wink after the countdown?
Yeah, he did. Mm. That was a great wink, Felix.
All right, now just
much.
Another one. Hey,
I went
Nike.
To winking school.
Hey, Nike, it's me, Felix Mallard. I think we should give Broden some new shoes.
And Mark?
Can you call them kicks? Can he call them kicks or will that not be clear?
Do you feel comfortable saying kicks?
I'm comfortable saying kicks.
Okay.
For sure.
Great. Well, then, if you call whatever you
kicks.
Want, if you want to say kicks or shoes.
Yes.
It really doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay.
And then say, maybe, who knows, maybe I'll be there. To get the shoes.
Yeah.
And also I think I should just get the shoes, if that's okay.
Can I get a hoodie or something?
Well, I think does it blur it?
It's a contract thing.
It does blur it.
It is?
Yeah,
what if it's one full outfit and we share?
Okay.
I think that's a good
idea. If you get the pant.
I'm going to get him to do a Doc Martin one. So you.
Okay.
Well, I'll get you to do a fresh pasta
Hey,
one.
Nike, it's me, Felix. I think my cool friend Broden should get some shoes and a hoodie for Mark.
No. You know what? I'm going to do my own. I've got mine that I, want, that I want.
Can I have your hoodie?
Well, it's become your hoodie, yes.
Yeah,
so,
whatever
yeah,
you want.
You do Nike. And
just
then
don't
I've got
don't
my own.
Hug the Felix.
There's plenty to go around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Yeah, Nike.
All right. G'day, Nike. I'm here with my best friend, Broden Kelly, and he'd like some shoes. So please send them to him, and I'll be there too to pick him up.
Maybe give you a little kiss, Nike.
Maybe I'll give you a little kiss, Nike.
Yeah, great.
If you're around.
That's sick. All right.
That's great.
All right, your turn, Zach. Thank you so much for helping us out here. If this leads to us getting free shit, you're going to be really happy. And I will watch Ginny.
Ginny and Juice?
Ginny and Juice.
Yeah.
Ginny and Juice.
Ginny and Juice, yeah.
Ginny and Juice.
I'm into it. Have you seen that?
When I was 16, I had a big crush on, what's the actress from Gilmore Girls?
Which one?
The daughter.
Yeah. Both would have been legitimate.
Well, what are you saying? What are you saying?
What am I saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. He said that Ginny and Georgia were similar to Gilmore Girls.
Right.
And I'm saying that I had a big crush on, she was in Sin City.
Rory.
What was her name?
Rory.
But what was the actress's name?
I don't know.
Oh, I would have known at 16. Name. I loved it.
What was she in Handmaid's Tale?
Handmaid's Tale. She was great in Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Who's your love interest in this show?
She's called Ginny.
Ginny.
Hey, Doc Martens and Doc Martens Australia, because I think they're different ownership under a license. So, hey, Doc Martens and Doc Martens Australia. It's me, Felix, from Neighbours.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You done anything like counterculturally? Because that's their aesthetic.
Yeah. I think he's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
Just Neighbours is big in Britain, I think. I'm going with Neighbours because Neighbours is big in Britain.
Do they get Netflix in Britain?
Yeah, but Neighbours has, Britain. I think Neighbours and nothing more British than Doc Martens, cups of tea and Neighbours.
Okay. We cut that up. That's good to have.
I'm here with my friend Zachary Ryan. And he'd love some free Doc Martens, so send him his way. Doc Martens, Australia, though, because I know this.
I'll get him from the UK, though.
Oh, from the UK, actually, yeah. Maybe I'll be there.
And I'll give you a kiss.
How much flying am I going to have to do?
What?
No.
You don't actually have to go. Yeah, we're just implying you'll be there.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'll be there. Can I do mine now?
Yeah.
All right. Can you say, hey, Mediterranean wholesalers on Sydney Road? I'm here with my, I'm here with my mate Mark, and I would love. They do fresh pasta every day. Yeah. They also have the big pieces of bacala.
Yeah.
So I would love to get a cup.
Bacala.
It's kind of like salted cod. It is salted cod. So if you could say, my best friend Mark would love like 3 or 4 kilos of bacala.
Yeah.
can I put it in order?
What?
Can I do raviolis and stuff?
No. And I didn't get a hoodie from you. I didn't ask
There's
for
a difference
Martins.
Between a hoodie and some ravioli, Mark.
There's a very big difference.
They're gonna do a shop. It's like the online orders. They're gonna do the shop when they're getting your bacala.
This is my culture.
Yeah. But when they're getting fucking ravioli. Your bacala, they may as well just chuck in whatever bro wants, and I've got an order as well. I think it's only fair.
They don't do fresh ravioli, okay?
What do they do? What pastas?
Well, they're doing spaghetti. They're doing tagliatelle.
They got some great dried
linguine.
They got some great dry pasta at the front, yeah?
Sure.
There's do you no want fresh... some, Felix?
Yeah.
You what want cannoli?
I'd love some cannoli.
You want some cannoli?
Fresh cannoli would be sick. Yeah.
What's your favorite? What's your go-to?
Just
ricotta, chocolate, or vanilla? Or do you like a mix? Really?
Yeah.
I'm ricotta.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do ricotta.
The sweet ricotta is fantastic. Actually, could you add in about 500 grams?
We're gonna have to get a list together.
Ricotta salad.
Can you make a list
for you? Yeah. That's great. Yeah, no worries.
We'll just rattle them off.
Yeah, we'll get them to send it through.
You guys have a PO box so that this is gonna be sent to?
No. We don't.
No,
that's
Stupid Old Studios.
Oh yeah, Stupid Old Studios.
Where we work.
Yeah.
You say it every fucking podcast.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, Stupid Old Studios.
All right, so it's the Mediterranean wholesalers, largest Mediterranean wholesalers in the Southern Hemisphere.
They don't do ravioli though.
Not fresh ravioli. Not fresh ravioli every day.
What are they doing fresh?
I said spaghetti.
What's tagliatelle?
Tagliatelle is just like it's like a wider, little bit thinner.
Fat fettuccine.
That's what That's what the skips call it.
Fat fit.
You wouldn't know. But us skips, we go, hey, you having some fat fit?
We don't call it that.
Yeah, we go, you having some fat fit, bolly canace?
Yeah, mate. Some spag bog, some fat fit spag bog, mate.
Yeah, that's what we say.
Yeah.
They don't do a ravioli fresh. And we really appreciate it if you could put on some fresh ravioli.
Yeah.
If
available. I'll be real polite.
Fresh ravioli, if available. Do you want to get because they dried, so you can use it. Do you want to also get some dry?
Yeah, I'm chucking some old one because I'll do that.
Do they like marinara sauce?
Well, yeah. They got the big
carbonara.
Well, you're not buying carbonara sauce.
Oh, you know, you're making it.
I don't fucking cook. Eggs, bacon, garlic.
Should we just do a grocery
shop? You gotta be cooking your own meals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really important to acting.
Is it?
What are you not cooking your own food?
I try. I just don't. I haven't found the love for
what's
it.
What can you cook?
Not much. I can do a curry. I can do a spag bol.
That's
heaps.
Robert Rodriguez says, learn three dishes, learn to make them really well and use them to impress people. So he has a great pork thing. I saw that on the DVD extras.
Is that how he made Spy Kids?
DVD extra for something he made around the same time.
Wait a second. Did you say, is that how he made Spy Kids?
He impressed all the producers with his
he has people around to Austin. Because I just feel like you've maybe auditioned for him. Maybe you've sent in a tape.
I wish.
So I feel weird saying
no,
this.
I wish. No, not at all. Hey, I'm in our relationship.
Robert Rodriguez, if you're listening, get Felix to tape for your next Battle Angel.
Ask him to do it. If you look down the camera, hey, Felix. Wait, who's his name? Hey, Robert Rodriguez.
But, I mean, that's not probably the top of his
list. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert Rodriguez. I think you should get Felix to audition for you. And who knows, maybe I'll be there.
To give you a kiss.
To give you a little kiss.
Okay.
He said maybe, which is non-committal. Yeah. Direct to the camera. He was on Neighbours.
Mark, what are you getting for the list? I'm doing the list now.
I want about 3 or 4 kilos of bacala.
4 kilos, I'll just...
Yeah.
It's better to be clear.
And I'd love about 500 grams of ricotta salata.
Ricotta salata.
Do we need that? Can it be one thing per person?
If you had had ricotta salata before, you wouldn't be fucking asking that.
Mark, how much ricotta salata did you want?
About 500 grams.
500 grams? Now, before I add to my list.
No, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Before I add my stuff to the list, I want your advice, Mark.
Yeah.
When I went to Italy on a school trip when I was 15, it was not like a proper school trip. It was a long story. Mm-hmm. It's not like my school went to Italy for holidays. It was like a very specific thing. I just don't want you thinking that I went to Italy for a school trip. I did. But it was a very specific thing.
Was that specific thing going to Italy on a school trip?
It was, we had to write an essay. So I wrote
That's a big trip for an essay.
No, to apply because there was only a few places.
Fancy school.
Yeah. For where I was from, it was a fancy school. We wore blazers.
I got the only thing I got from my school was a kick up the ass.
Yeah. Possibly. I don't know. Mark, before...
Some kids went to Germany.
Japan. Yeah, some kids.
Japan.
The some kids.
Japan.
Yeah, some kids. Mark, I have no doubt that at your school.
You went to Italy?
Yeah. You went to Italy?
Yeah. I was on your trip.
No, you weren't. You didn't go to La Valla.
He's been following you around.
What school did you go to?
Christian Brothers College in St. Kilda.
Oh, nice.
It's no longer, it doesn't exist anymore. They merged it.
Is God dead? Or?
Yeah. 100%.
Not if you've seen the film, God is not dead. God's not dead.
Oh, right.
In which they prove unequivocally. In a court of law,
I wonder. That God if, exists. I wonder. If,
I think that's God's not dead too.
I wonder if Nietzsche is in heaven right now.
Yeah, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Nietzsche is in heaven, and he watched God's not dead on television in heaven, and was like, "Well, fool, I was the fool," and then someone was next to him going, "But you're in heaven, so you clearly realized like 100 years ago that you were wrong."
What?
This is what I come to Auntie Donna for is the Nietzsche arguments.
That's when I'm driving to work. I think you're getting in the way of our shopping.
Yeah, we've got
to
get this.
But I just, Mark mentioned God's Not Dead, the TV show, which made me think of the Nietzsche quote, God is dead. And then I thought, I wonder if he ever watched God's Not Dead in heaven.
Yes.
And then as I was saying that, I thought, well, if he's in heaven, he would already know that God exists because he's in heaven. So why would he say...
We have a 4.2 million follower guest on.
Yeah.
Who's going to do a shopping order for us.
Yeah, I've got to get to the priorities.
Well, it's not fair because you both have potentially already gotten your free stuff.
So, I haven't added to my list yet, Mark. Can I add to my list?
Yeah, but don't over... I know 4.2 million followers is a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want the Mediterranean wholesalers on Sydney Road to look at the list that we're going to give them and go,
this is 4.2.
Yeah, I know, but there's only a certain amount of items that I think 4.2 will be.
But they can restock.
But
this is why I need to
ask. It's not about restocking. It's about, like, you know, I don't want them to lose too much money. I want it to be an offer that they're going to go, 4.2 million. Oh, there's four or five nice things on
the
list.
Well, Mark, I'm not the one that wants eggs, bacon, garlic, tagliatelle, and fresh ravioli.
Oh, we're doing a fresh carbonara now.
Yeah, we are. Well, he wanted carbonara.
How much bacala did you want?
I wanted about 3 or 4 kilos.
Okay. That's a lot of bacala.
That's a fucking lot. It's Christmas.
It's not Christmas at all. We're recording this.
It's coming up to Christmas.
You want to butthole
always coming up to Christmas.
I know.
Till Christmas. I have a question for you, Mark. When I was in Italy, I remember for breakfast they didn't do like toast and stuff. They often did sweeties.
They do a sweet pastry.
Like a cafe latte.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking of it was a spongy sweetie with like a choc hazelnut center.
Mm.
Do you know the brand of that?
The brand?
I want to be specific.
Mix Max. I would go Mix Max.
Do they have a...
Just write down those kind of sweet... Describe it.
I reckon if you get a 12-pack of Mix Max.
What is Mix Max?
Mix Max is like a very soft little cake. You ever fucking had a Mix Max, Felix?
No. Get him a Mix Max.
Very aggressive.
Times two.
You ever fucking had a Mix Max?
I'm so sorry. I know you mentioned before the podcast that you grew up in Footscray.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how many wogs are in Footscray, actually. But
quite a few.
I would have been surprised if you hadn't come across a Mix Max in your time in Footscray.
I need a Mix Max.
It's a delicious soft. It's a cake so soft
mm.
you would bite into it and you'd be like,
does it have a chocolate center or a creamy center?
Yes, it does. Of course, it
that
does.
That is probably what I'm thinking of.
Mm. Yes.
Felix, we're getting you a Mix Max as well.
Wonderful.
Mark, do you want a Mix
whole
Max?
Packet?
I hope it's a
we're all getting Mix Maxes.
You're getting
if you want one.
Four. One packet is all you need.
No, but I'm getting
I'm
a
gonna
packet.
I'm going to take one
Brian's
home.
Getting a packet. We've got to get one for Felix.
You're pushing it.
Do you want a Mix Max?
They are the largest Mediterranean wholesalers in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, they can handle it.
But no, you're pushing
it. They can handle it. 4.2 million followers. Do you want a Mix Max?
Yes.
All right. And I'm going to get just some bread and Nutella.
Yeah. I'll have a Nutella as well.
Yeah.
Zach, I can't help but feel
can we get one big Nutella and share?
No.
Oh,
Felix is in LA. He can't. Do you want a Nutella?
Sure, if they can ship it.
Oh, if you fuck me on this, boys.
What was that crunchy Nutella you were talking about a few potties ago?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Nudge. Yeah, Cotties.
See, that sounded great. Cotties Nudge.
Yeah, Cotties made a brand of Nutella for a little while. They did smooth and crunchy.
Yeah.
How old are you, Felix?
I'm 24.
Oh.
To be young.
It's a sweet age.
When I was 24, I had 4.2 million followers on Instagram as well.
No, you didn't. Instagram, I think it was just a thing.
When you were 24.
Yeah. But I deleted that account.
Right.
I think you're a liar.
Yeah, I think you're full of shit. Can we get this order in so we can wrap up this
Did you want anything, Felix, other than what you've already ordered?
No, I'm good.
They do a really nice sort of, like the deli is really nice.
No fresh produce either. I want to make that
very
clear.
They don't do fresh.
No fresh produce in this place. Largest Mediterranean wholesalers in the southern hemisphere, no fresh produce, and their cafe that is in there only accepts cash.
Are you talking about the place, that old place with all the detergent in the walls?
Oh, the Mediterranean wholesalers.
Yeah, the big Mediterranean Sydney.
I've been there.
Yes.
Can we put an order in for the cafe as well? Do you boys want a coffee?
Make me a sandwich on the list for you.
Okay, brilliant.
Is that all right?
Panini?
If they make a sandwich for...
They're not doing for a sandwich.
They don't make the sandwich.
Not even at the cafe.
No. You got to go across the road to La Mana for that.
Can you write down some of those detergents? Chuck in some of those detergents.
Detergents.
Yeah.
As much as willing to give.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, great. So I'm going to give you this list.
Please.
Felix.
I'm worried. Pretty stoked on this. I think we're going to.
I have a worry, Felix, that I think the owners and proprietors of this store probably don't have social media.
But maybe their daughters or granddaughters do.
Give him the list. Give him the list.
Felix.
Yes.
Do you need me to write down the name of the place? Mark, is that, or have you got this?
You got Mediterranean Wholesalers on Sydney Road.
It was on Neighbours.
Mediterranean Wholesalers on Sydney Road. Largest Mediterranean Wholesalers in the Southern Hemisphere.
Do you know the name?
The name is Mediterranean Wholesalers.
Okay.
You and don't have to offer to do them.
The name is Mediterranean Wholesalers.
Yeah. Wholesalers.
And they are the largest Sydney Mediterranean. Road. Oh, they're on Sydney Road. And they are the largest Mediterranean wholesalers in the Southern Hemisphere.
Okay. You don't
need one of that mentioned because. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and Felix, you yes. don't have to promise them a shout out on your socials.
Why?
You don't. Yes, would it help? Yes,
if you want to.
I want to get this to you, boys. So.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. But also, Zach, I feel like you could have utilized this when you had, like, you know, more like Ed Helms or, like, you know, Weird
Does he
Al.
Have a lot of followers?
I think so. But you chose to do
the
Moogie
producer
for
of our
hour.
Show.
He was just a producer, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
But he did do it. Why would he have a lot of followers? He's just a Hollywood producer, isn't
That's
he?
Right. No, I mean, he did the, you know.
What did he do? Did he do The Office?
I think he was on The Office. And, maybe the Hangover, yeah, that man. Egg Helms. That guy.
Egg. Now, you're telling us.
But, you did Moogie for half an hour. So that's much more valuable.
So you're telling me Ed Helms, our producer.
Yeah.
He's a very famous comedic actor.
I think so. I could be wrong. Well, I don't know.
The cunt with the banjo.
Yeah, yeah, that guy.
He's the guy from The Hangover.
Mm.
I said that to you, Broden. When we were filming with him, I said, he looks like the guy from The Hangover.
Had you known this, I knew this.
Yeah.
Had you known this.
We should have put him in the show.
We should have put him in the show.
Phone's
lost. And we did.
So sorry.
We did put him in the show. Do you think we would have, had you known this, how would have you used this information to lock in a second season, which we didn't get?
I'm so flat about that, by the way.
Are you?
I was fucking so looking forward to it.
We didn't want it. We didn't
The whole
want
process
it.
Of it was, no. The whole process for Next was like, hey, you've made a weird show. Enjoy this one. Like from when we got it, when we pitched it to them, like, oh, that would be fun to make a season of that.
Yeah.
To them telling us, they're like, hey, we're going to give you 6 episodes to... parties they had around the show coming up were like, hey, hope you had fun making this. Was a pretty well pretty clear the whole way through how many we were gonna do.
Yeah, a lot of people were really cut for us, and like I gotta be honest with you, I was never expecting a season 2 of the show where we name check the Car City.
Ringwood.
Car City Ringwood.
Yeah.
I pretty much knew when Car City Ringwood made it through all of the script notes, I thought, I don't think they're banking on this
Car
show.
City. What about presented by Crazy John's Phones? Yeah. That's I thought we'd get a second season when I brought that up.
Yeah.
Crazy John's. Can you just, while he's doing that, just say, watch Arnie Donna's Coffee Cafe right now?
Watch Arnie Donna's Coffee Cafe right now.
I might be there.
I might be there.
I might even have a little cameo in episode 5.
I might even have a little cameo in episode 5.
He's not in it.
And I'll give you a kiss.
I'll give you a kiss.
Maybe I'll
legit,
give you a kiss.
We'll give you a kiss if you give me a part.
We shot it already.
Hey, ABC executives.
It's me, Felix.
I've never worked for you before. It's me, Felix.
Give Arnie Donna a second season.
I was on Channel 10. Tell him you're on Channel 10.
I was on Channel 11.
I was on Peach.
It was 11. Yeah.
11. Yeah, I was on Channel 11.
I was on Channel 11.
Make season 2.
Make season 2.
And I'll be in it.
And I'll be in it.
And maybe I'll give you a kiss.
And maybe I'll give you a kiss.
And who knows, maybe Consent. I'll be, and who you knows, know, maybe you, I'll be there.
I want, yeah, maybe I'll be there.
Let's get this order in.
All right. Yep. Yeah, fucking. Here we go.
So then we can wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want to keep Felix too long. He's a very successful actor.
To close us out, giving us a plug for the Mediterranean Wholesalers on Sydney Road in
Brunswick. Oh, is this closing it out?
Yeah, this is closing it out.
Felix, do you have anything to promote? You got a podcast?
Nah, we're good. Give him a follow. Yeah, Ginny and Georgia, season 2. Give it a watch. Yeah.
Give it a watch. God damn it.
Felix,
you're so famous.
Thank you so
much for doing this.
Thank you
for having me. Like, legit, this is the most twisted Make-A-Wish scenario. I am legit a Patreon member.
Are you sick?
Yeah. Am I? No,
No, you're
sick.
Not? Okay, good. No,
he's, he's genuinely a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah.
But only at like $6. Why not $15?
I've been working my way up.
Huh?
I've been working my way up. Great. I'm saving up, boys.
Okay. We don't really offer a $15 one.
No, but you can name your price.
Ah. I wouldn't expect.
You guys
that.
Still got the options where, like, you know, Broden will
Can
be
you
your
put
dad
us all in?
No,
can
no,
you
we
put
can't.
Us
we,
all
we got
in
rid of all
Ginny
of that.
And Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Put us in Ginny and Georgia.
That would be really good. Can you write us in a few
for sure.
parts?
Yeah. For sure.
Do you write the show?
Yeah.
That's how
be,
it works.
It's season 2. You'd be an EP on it.
I just presumed
if we go back.
Yeah.
No, some shows act writers are different to the actors. I know with our stuff, we write and act in it.
Yeah. You didn't write Irreverent.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Not everyone who's in a show writes it.
But Mark wrote his short film that he made when he was 18.
Yes. Yeah, but that's different, man. Yes, that's only because it's so different.
I'm so confused right now. So Mark did write his short film.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did co-write the stuff I'm in with you.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
But you didn't write Irreverent.
No.
And you didn't write Ginny and Georgia.
No, I'm not smart enough for that.
Most shows
have different actors to writers.
Next, you're going to tell me James Cameron wasn't in Avatar 2.
He's not in it. Well, he's not in it.
What?
He wrote it.
No, he plays the Na'vi.
He's all of them. It's all James Cameron.
That's,
if that's true.
Yeah, yeah. He paints himself blue. He doesn't even do the CG.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's true. And he would know. Felix would know.
All right, boys.
He's probably friends with Spider.
With who?
The guy who plays Spider in he's another.
The Bam. Did you know how they put Bam Bam in Avatar 2?
No.
They just have a Bam Bam-esque character.
There's a little boy raised by the Na'vi.
Is he?
And he's quite Bam Bam-esque.
Human
boy.
He's a human boy.
He goes, ha, at one point.
He's raised by
Na'vi speaking language though, don't they?
No, they set it up at the start where it's just like, oh, it became like English to me, and then they just all start speaking in English.
But then
it's not really sort of addressed post that.
And this little small boy, can't.
Do you know what I mean when I say Bam Bam-esque?
Yes.
Bam Bam.
From Flintstones.
This guy's great.
Yeah.
I love this guy.
I'm bloody wise beyond my years.
He's on his bro.
Oh, he's doing a voice.
Okay. Fuck.
You keep it that, you might get it yourself a
Netflix
show.
Let's get this order.
He has one.
What? Let's get this order in.
Let's get this order in. Yep, absolutely.
Dear Mediterranean wholesalers on Sydney Road.
Largest Mediterranean.
The largest, what are they?
Largest Mediterranean wholesalers in the Southern Hemisphere.
The largest Mediterranean wholesalers in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
We have an order for you.
Oh, can you set up who you are just in case they don't know you?
My name's Felix Mallard and I'm an actor from Melbourne, Australia.
With how many followers?
4.2 million.
There's who?
This is still new for me as well. All jokes aside, I can't fucking believe that that's the number that I look at online. It's fucked. Anyway.
But can I just get clean? With 4.2 million. Can I just get with 4.2 million Instagram followers? Just need that clean.
4.2 million Instagram followers?
Cleaner, cleaner, cleaner. So just go, I'm Felix Mallard and I have.
I'm Felix Mallard and I have 4.2 million Instagram followers.
That's good, yeah.
Dear Mediterranean wholesalers on Sydney Road, we have an order for you.
Largest
Mediterranean wholesalers in the Southern Hemisphere?
Yep.
In the Southern Hemisphere. All right. We have an order for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We would like 4 kilograms of bacala, 500 grams of ricotta salata, eggs.
I don't need to put on the flair, but keep going.
Bacon, garlic, tagliatelle, fresh ravioli, Mix Max times 4. We would like 4 packets of Mix Max, bread, Nutella times 3, and detergent as much as you're willing to give.
Maybe I'll be there.
Yeah, maybe I'll be there.
And I'll give you a kiss.
And I'll give you a little kiss.
Wink. Yes.
That was incredible. Wow.
There we go. First podcast.
Felix, you know, when we asked you on this podcast as a patron, we didn't think that we would also get someone so famous to get us free food from the wholesalers.
I thought you were going to say when we got you on, we didn't know we'd make a friend at the same time.
Yeah, I thought you were going down
there. That's the way you were going.
For you two. It's a question for Felix. Did what I just say come off as rude?
Not at all. Not at all.
That does.
But I have already developed a parasympathetic relationship from watching your shit for fucking like years.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
True.
Top 10 sketches.
Top 10 sketches. Well,
that's
fuck.
A lot. That's a lot.
The Men Who Fight Like Kangaroos.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Live or the filmed version?
The filmed version.
Really? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I like. There is the man who has shit himself, but is doing quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, are we doing 10?
Live or the
you said you're a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to get clarity, the live version or the film?
The live version. The live version. The Netflix version of the Ellen sketch.
Yeah.
And the Netflix version of Daniel.
Yep.
A Family Feud.
Was that Fall?
No, that was a pratfall.
That was fucking hilarious.
We shot something recently where I genuinely fell over.
Yeah.
The most upsetting guessing game in the world. I genuinely fell over.
Which is possibly already out. I don't know when we're putting these out.
We should go into Glenridge and then we should do the teacher that held you back. That's a good one.
Classic.
Um, all of the haven't you done wells.
Fuck, we're good.
The beer one.
Including the slippy floors?
Including the slippy floors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow. Well, we're different, only
but we're the same.
No, we're on sick.
Chuffed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, oh, fucking dude.
This guy's great. I love that. Really, come on, man. Two more. Top two. Top two. Let's go.
Top two.
We're running out of time.
I know. Fuck.
There's a lot of pressure.
There is a lot of pressure. If we go down to Milk Crate on Your Head.
Oh, my God.
That's early shit.
That's very early.
Very
early.
And then
the number one sketch from this is,
oh, I haven't been doing these in order. These are just my top 10.
Oh, there's no order? Okay.
But also,
we'll go back and rank them after this. Okay.
The little boy who hurt my knee is probably a good
one. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. School nurse.
Role in sick bay.
Sick bay ones. Yeah. But the sick bay outtakes are probably super, like, one of my favorite.
I don't think I've even watched
the one. No, the ones from the Netflix. The outtakes one from Netflix. It's you uploaded.
Yeah.
That the one's nurse, fucking hilarious.
The, wow. Yes, yes,
I don't know
if
this is good. Is this entertainment?
Felix, this is not a question. It never has been. We've got some very legit producers, and sometimes I look into their eyes. Sometimes they're laughing, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're going, "How is this show successful? What the fuck are they doing?"
I'm surprised you don't say that when you look into my eyes.
I haven't looked you in the eyes before.
It's true. It's confronting. We see too much of each other's soul.
You close your eyes when you kiss.
Yeah, that's yeah.
You close eyes when we kiss.
Not Felix. Mark.
No,
thank you.
Yeah. I'm a big I need eye contact at all times.
Could you look at
lovers.
The camera and say, "Hey, it's me, Mark from Auntie Donna."
Hey, it's me, Mark from Auntie Donna.
No. I want Mark to do it. No, Felix.
Why
no,
you,
we trained Felix up so
actors,
well that he's just
actors. Man.
Hi, it's me, Mark from Auntie Donna.
Watch our podcast, and who knows? Maybe I'll give you a little kiss. And
why
maybe
am
I'll
I doing
be there.
This?
Because you're sexy.
What, boys? Hi, it's Mark from Auntie Donna. Watch our podcast, and who knows, maybe I'll be there and I'll give you a little kiss. How was that?
And I've got a little outro that I wrote before this podcast.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if it still applies.
Oh, we'll just do it.
There's no way it's going to.
Okay, we'll see. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on the Auntie Donna podcast. To our patron...
Auntie Donna Club powered by Patreon.
There you go.
To our patron of the Auntie Donna Club powered by Patreon, we hope you have enjoyed this little taste of the spotlight.
Oh, my God.
To any of our listeners, if you would like to support this patron by following them on Instagram, throw them a favor and follow them. They could do with it. Who knows? Maybe one day they will have 190,000 followers
so
like
specific.
Us.
So specific.
Not 4.2 million, like Felix. So I actually mentioned
you. Actually mentioned his name.
Impression.
I didn't even make that connection.
Oh, so you knew of the actor Felix Mellard?
Yeah, and I, in my outro, I said.
I know.
I said, not 4.2 million, like Felix Mellard. I used you as an example of someone with 4.2 million followers. Yeah,
you
from Ginny and Georgia and Neighbours, yeah.
And when I said we're having a guest on called Felix Mellard.
I thought that's a coincidence that he's got the same name as Felix Mellard.
In a day where we're interviewing famous actors and comedians from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm, And then when you walked in, my God, I was like, this guy is the spit for Felix Mellard. I was blown away. And then when you said you were an actor, I thought, well, this is going to be tough for him because he'll probably be auditioning for the same parts as Felix Mellard.
I'll have
exactly
to do the
same as him.
The SAG thing where you have to change your name.
Yeah.
Because you got the same name.
You're the same person.
Yeah,
you
might have to change his name.
You're Felix Mellard.
He might have to change his name if he's competed with Felix Mellard.
Yeah, you're Felix. You're Felix?
I don't know anymore. I've come here enough out of an identity.
Do you have to change your name if you want to roll?
So when you join SAG, when you join the union, if you have the same name as another actor who's been doing it a bit longer than you, you have to change your name.
That's true.
Because in Australia, all you have to do is go into Baker's Delight, pay a couple of dollars.
Different roles.
You don't have to change your name.
No, you've gotten confused now.
Felix, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, pleasure.
Genuinely. This has
and thanks for your top 10 sketches.
And thanks for doing a podcast and branching out.
Absolutely. Anytime. Come to LA more, please.
We wanted to, but coronavirus.
Yeah.
We used to live here. But then
we lived here for about
home.
6 months and then this is the first time in 3 years.
He doesn't give a fuck.
No, I do. I was here during the whole coronavirus.
Oh, that
wasn't
tough.
Yeah, I didn't go home. You were just and then I got locked out.
You were just in
ScoMo
Melbourne.
ScoMo was like, nah.
Yeah, and you were in Melbourne like last week.
That door.
A couple months ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went for Christmas.
How do you know that?
I messaged him about coming on.
I lost my shit.
It all unravels. Yeah, We all knew.
This is all been a bit.
This is, for 21 listening, there was never any.
We're liars.
We got Felix on as a guest, and then we thought of this as a joke or an angle. I don't want to lie to you as an audience.
All right. Well,
look at us.
Have a good night.
I feel sick for having lied to our audience.
I know.
There would have been people listening going, oh, man, that could have been me.
But no, we knew Felix was.
We had Felix on from dot. I'm sorry, Felix. I'm sorry that we've made you be dishonest. I'm really sorry. About that.
Anything you want to plug, Felix?
Falling asleep?
No, he's not falling asleep.
I feel really bad.
Oh, okay.
Anything you want to plug before we go? You got a comedy festival show coming up?
I do. I'm playing Trades Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? It's own hub.
Yeah, it's a hub.
It's a hub this year.
It's a hub.
They're really making it a hub this year.
For sure.
Trevor Noah's going to be performing.
Is he?
You hear that comedy festival? Even Felix knows Trades Hall's a joke. You hear that comedy festival? You hear that?
All right, we gotta wrap this up.
You guys are banking them today, eh?
Yeah, we're banking them. Yeah. Let's just get that order in.
Good luck.
And let's get out of here.
Thanks for it. Bye.
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 You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.